This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1064. Task 1 Answers for Advanced IELTS Students.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we answer 2 high-level questions about academic task 1 and give you insider tips on how to get the 7 or higher you need on IELTS writing. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Aubrey, I have some exciting student scores to report. I just want to get right into it today.
Yes, this is my favorite. Let's hear them.
Yoshihiro from Japan just sent us his most recent IELTS scores. Huge congratulations and shout out to you, Yoshihiro. Amazing scores. Overall, 7.5. All right. So, yeah, nice. Amazing.
Yes.
And then listening 8, reading 7.5. Writing 6.5, speaking 7.5. You know what his previous scores were?
Oh, I want to know.
Before, he got a 6 on speaking. So he increased that to a 7.5. He increased his reading score by a whole band point and his listening score by a whole band point. So I just want to say congratulations, Yoshihiro.
Congratulations.
3 keys yes. Student. Aubrey, that brings me to a good question. Can just anybody become a 3-key student? How do our listeners learn our complete system of strategies?
Yes, well, you need to get into 3-keys IELTS, you guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys. And once you're a 3-keys student, you have all kinds of other opportunities. We provide email essay feedback. We have personal coach writing courses. So, I mean, also speaking, but today we're talking about writing, and we have so many products to help anyone who's struggling with writing. And we actually are doing an unlimited essay feedback program as well. So email Jessica if you're interested in that. You can send all the essays that you want feedback on to make sure you get the score you need on the IELTS exam, especially for IELTS writing, which we know is holding up a lot of you listeners out there.
For sure. I've met so many students that writing is the main thing holding them back. Like, they're getting 7s and 8s in all the other categories, but they can't get beyond a 6 or 6.5 in writing, right? Like, how many students have we met like that?
So many.
So guys, definitely check out all of your options. That email feedback on your essays that we provide is so detailed. We point out all of the errors and the good points, by the way, tell you the exact scores for every section and give you advice on how to raise those specific scores. That's the only way to get that knowledge. Because if you just take the exam and you get a 6 on your writing, you don't know why. You don't know what you got for task and grammar and vocab. You don't know what you need to improve, right? So that email writing feedback is essential for a lot of students out there.
Yes, it's one of my favorite parts of this job is being able to see students improve, to go, just like Yoshihiro, to go from a 6 to a 7.5 and to be providing email essay feedback and seeing them improve each time, each essay they send, higher scores, taking the advice that we're giving them and using it to improve their essays. That's so rewarding for me to be able to help students then be able to reach their dreams, accomplish their goals because they're finally getting the scores they need on IELTS.
No, for sure. You know, I was talking to two, and guys, we are going to get to these task one tips in just a second. There are two high-level student questions we're going to answer about task one today. But I just want to note really fast, because I was teaching a student in a personal coach class the other day, and she actually wants to become an IELTS teacher. That's why she's taking the test. And she lives in China. She is absolutely amazing. And she was like, I don't know about teaching test prep, right? Like, I don't know if this is going to be fun. You know what, guys? A lot of teachers teaching tests make it boring because they're bored with it. But here's the one thing that keeps me interested in teaching test prep is because the results are measurable. I see, yes. Both of us see the results, the tangible improvement results on what we're teaching our students. And a lot of English teachers do not get to see that. I mean, we work with a student, mm-hmm. you're at a 6. We work with you hit an 8. You know, like that is so satisfying as a teacher. Yes. So anyway, guys, check out all of the options for studying with us. We have computer delivered courses for the paper version, general, academic, anything you need. We have, check it out. allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, sweet. So let's get on to these two advanced questions. Aubrey, what's the first task one question?
Yes. Yeah, so this is about academic task one when you have graphs. And the student asked, if there is a lot of information in the graph, how do I divide it in two groups and decide what goes into paragraph one and what goes into paragraph two? And then she sent us a graph and said, I'm really confused with the writing question here. And I can see where she was confused because it has four lines mm-hmm. going up and just one going down. Mm-hmm. So I can see you thinking like, oh, it makes more sense to divide and have the information increasing in one paragraph.
Yeah.
But then there's just this one line left to describe in the second paragraph. So This is a very advanced question. We teach in three keys that you should divide the information in the chart in two so that you have both paragraphs. But sometimes it is a little tricky.
For sure. I mean, first thing to note, guys, is you need to have a simple system of strategies that work for every single task one question. Okay? Because if not, you're going to waste 5 minutes, 10 minutes just trying to plan the task one essay. And you only have 20 minutes to finish this essay. So you need to have a super simple system of strategies that help you plan in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then you start writing your essay immediately. The other advantage of that, besides just saving time, is that if you have this simple system to organize these numbers, that means that your essay is also clearly organized, and you have to do that for cohesion, coherence, and task, right? Like, we can't make this complicated, guys. So like Aubrey said, every single task one question, guys, I don't care if it's a nature diagram, a table, four pie charts. It doesn't matter. Every question, guys, you need to organize that information into two groups because you can only have two body paragraphs. The essay is so short, 150 to 200 words. That is very short. So you only need two body paragraphs. So here is the great question. If there are four lines on a graph, on a change over time line graph, how do we organize that into two groups? Of course, there's going to be a few different options, but you don't want to have to think about all these different options on test day, right? So what is the easiest way we can organize this into two groups, Aubrey?
Yeah, it's definitely easiest to choose the lines that are increasing to talk about in body paragraph one. Then you can use a great transition phrase like regarding the items that increased, and then you talk about those.
Totally.
And the second body paragraph will be that one line that decreased. Here's the secret. It's okay if one body paragraph is longer than the other. As long as they both have at least two sentences, that's still 8, 9 for organization. Exactly. They don't have to be the exact amount of the same length, right? Don't worry about that. Divide it in the way that makes the most sense is the most simple.
Exactly. Very good point. I mean, we do care about sort of balanced paragraphs in task two, for sure, but not in task one, right? Like Aubrey said, guys, in order to have a paragraph, it has to have at least two sentences, right? So as long as you have two sentences about that line going down, you're fine. And the biggest advantage here is that high-level cohesion coherence. So as Aubrey said, we need to have transition phrases to introduce each body paragraph. And this is one thing that really sets you apart from a 6 for cohesion coherence and a 7 and higher for cohesion coherence, is having good introduction phrases for each body paragraph. So if you organize the lines, as we said, this is logical, this is clear, this is obvious, it's simple. Then we have great topic sentences here, right? We're like, regarding the products that increased, and then you talk about those. And then in the next paragraph, you're like, turning to the one category which experienced a decline. Like, great vocab, good way to introduce that paragraph. The examiner knows exactly what information is in there. That's really such a high-level way to write task one.
Yes, and so cohesive to have those linking phrases. They have to be there in both of your essays. The examiner is looking for those linking phrases and linking words, and it's harder to fit them into academic task one.
Totally.
And to your letter. So you have to begin your body paragraphs with one is vital.
Yeah, totally. And guys, remember, we have the complete system of strategies in the 3 Keys IELTS course, guys. And don't forget, it is guaranteed to increase your IELTS score, or we pay for your exam and we pay for the course. So guys, there is really nothing to lose here. Don't waste your time on just taking the exam again and again. You guys are busy adults. Don't waste your time studying stuff that is not helping you. Just trust us. We organize your time for you. We give you all the skills and practice you need. Completely flexible, 100% online. So check it out, guys. AllEarsEnglish.com/KEYS. All right, last question here. This is good. It's also about timing for task one. What do we do if I passed the 20 minutes and did not complete task one? Do I move on to task two? Okay, that's amazing. What if that happens on the test day, guys? That's scary. Like, this is a panic-filled moment right there. You're hitting that 20 minutes, you should be done, but you're not. What advice can we give that student?
Yeah, you definitely want to finish task one, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to risk tanking your score by just leaving it unfinished. One body paragraph, I haven't covered the most important numbers. Take those few minutes to finish task one, but don't lollygag, right? That's a fun expression that just means like, you're going to want to pick up the pace a little bit because you recognize I'm a little bit behind timing wise. And then you're going to want to get to task two as soon as possible because, as you know, it takes more time. But I think the real trick here is how to avoid that happening.
Correct.
And you can, as you're studying and practicing, you can make sure that you are very ready to finish task one in 20 minutes and task two in 40 minutes.
Exactly. I mean, task two is worth twice as much as task one, right? So it's more important to finish task two for sure. However, guys, if you want a 7 or higher for writing, you need to finish both of those tasks, right? Like, these types of questions are always interesting to me because I'm like, well, you just need to make sure that doesn't happen. I mean,
right.
Like, if you're aiming for a 7 or higher, right? I mean, if that does happen on test day, probably means you have not practiced enough. You don't have the timing strategies down, right? You're not comfortable with the pace you need to match in the writing exam. So you need to time yourself. Practice that timing for 60 minutes. You need to start timing yourself at least 2 weeks before the exam. You must be confident that you could finish both tasks in 60 minutes. On exam day. You just don't want this to happen. So you need to plan in advance. So at least 2 weeks before the exam, guys, start timing yourself and do this 3 times a week. Okay. So you are completely confident, cool, calm, and collected, as we like to say. You want to have that by test day. All right. So just make sure you have a solid system of strategies. You know exactly how much time to spend planning, writing, and don't forget proofreading. You have to fit that in too. There's a lot to do in that 60 minutes, guys. So make sure that you practice all of that timing ahead of time, or else you're not going to hit that 7 or higher if you can't finish both tasks.
Yes. And if you are really finding that you are just unable to write essays in that amount of time, you likely don't have template sentences because these save you so much time. We provide a bunch of them in Three Keys IELTS. You have to have them memorized, know where and when to use them because they make brainstorming faster. They make actually writing and structuring your essay so much faster. So if you are like, I can't do it. I can't do a task one in 20 minutes. I can't do a task two in 40 minutes. You need strategies. You need template sentences. So guys, it's not too late. Sign up for the Three Keys IELTS system and we will give you everything you need to get that seven or higher. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, keys.
Yes, awesome. And remember, guys, you do have 6 months access to that course when you sign up. So if your exam is within the next 6 months, sign up now, guys, and then you could take your time. You can study everything you have to, repeat lessons if necessary, get all the feedback from us that you need to be sure you're going to hit your score on test day because you do not want to take this test a lot of times, right? AllEarsEnglish.com/KEYS. And one more time, big shout out and congratulations to Three Keys student Yoshihiro. Amazing score increases. Overall, 7.5. I love it. All right, Aubrey. Thanks for chatting today.
Yeah, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.